existence. Look out the window. See those clouds?
Yeah.
Well, what do they look like?
Candy floss.
They look solid, though, yeah? But they're not.
Yes, thank you, Jack. We all know what clouds are made of.
Well, imagine you had a huge digital camera and you could zoom in right into the clouds so you could see the individual raindrops. Then zoom in further and you see that the raindrops are made of molecules, H2O. Mm-hmm. Then zoom in further and see what hydrogen is made of, one proton and one electron. And zoom into the proton, and that's where it gets interesting. At CERN, they found a way to look at those particles, to the very building blocks of matter, of the universe, of everything.
They've got a really big camera.
Not exactly. They've built the world's biggest particle collider. It goes through Switzerland and France, deep underground. It's in a circular tunnel, 27 kilometers round. They're gonna send protons racing around it at the speed of light, smash them into each other, and boom!
Kind of like the Big Bang.
That's impressive. So why would they want to make anyone disappear?
I don't know. Maybe those people found out something and had to be removed. This proton smashing isn't trivial stuff. Some people think it could open a gateway to a parallel dimension, or create a black hole, or even turn the world inside out.
What?
Hey, don't look so worried. It's only a theory. Everything's gonna be fine. And Martha's got us front row tickets.
Get ready for the biggest hug of your life, Dr. Jones.
Jack, it is so good to see you. Gwen, Yanto, how are you?
We're doing okay, thanks.
Nice to see you, Martha. Have you been since the funeral?
I've been okay, thanks. Working over here, mostly.
So, tell us, what's going on?
Right, this mate of mine, Julia Swales, well, she works here as a doctor. And a few weeks ago, she noticed that people were being taken ill with symptoms no one could really understand. So because nobody here could do anything, the patients were sent to some specialist hospital across the border in France. Which all makes sense. Except when Julia contacted the hospital, she found that they never arrived. They vanished. All 11 of them.
Hmm.
Julia was worried, and as soon as I got here with the rest of the unit medical team, she told me about it.
Clever Julia.
Clever Julia, who's now gone missing as well.
Why didn't unit investigate?
They did, but couldn't find any evidence of anything wrong. And once Julia vanished, I knew I needed you guys. 2 days ago, another worker fell ill. He's still in the sick bay. I want you to take a look at him.
And you can get us in there, without unit security guys being alerted?
They're rushed off their feet. The Large Hadron Collider's been activated today, so they've got loads of dignitaries and ambassadors here. And right now, there's a reception being held for them.
Oh, a reception for the ambassadors. An ambassador's reception.
Yes, Jack.
Excellente.
Security passes, please.
Here's mine. And this is Mr. Yanto Jones. You should have him on your list.
Mr. Yanto Jones. The ambassador for Wales.
Hello, that's me.
What?
And this is his wife, Gwen.
Hi.
And their personal assistant, Mr. Harkness.
Sir and madame, here are your passes.
Thank you. Darling, shall we go in?
Darling, it would be a pleasure.
And here's one for you.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, if you'd like to follow me, Ambassador. Oh, and before I forget, here's an entry pack. It's got a map, an itinerary and stuff. We'd really hate for you to get lost down there.
Mademoiselle, with these maps, you are really spoiling us.
Just get in the lift. Going down.
Ooh. My ears just popped. How much further down is it?
It's about 100 metres altogether.
Will our Bluetooths work down there?
Should do. Give it a try now.
Jack, Colin, Gwen, Yanto?
Yep.
Loud and clear.
We're there. Undercover, Jack, remember?
Sure.
It's like an underground city down here. Research labs, offices, the control rooms on this side, and that is Atlas. The biggest of the...